Your mighty blessing, good morning to all of you, list Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean and the region, and wherever in the world you're listening to us. And wherever Dr. Mr. Baird, Mount Zion Missions, Barbados Four Square Church, this is In God's Glory. Guess, yeah, guess what? We're back in God's glory. I haven't been here for a while. Guess what? We're here. We're giving God praise and honor and glory because this is our time. Bless God, 2025. We're experiencing a Jubilee year. We're celebrating 30 years as a ministry and 50 years between Apostle Chris and myself, marriage. So we have a great time of celebration. Every month of this year, 2025, will be a celebration. I'm glad to be able to introduce Apostle Chris again and say hello to all of you that are listening.
Good morning, everyone. It's an honor to be with you, to share this wonderful moment with you. That God is great and he loves us and he cares for us. And we're so grateful that we can see 2025. This is a rare blessing from the Lord to be able to see him moving and doing things and transforming lives and make a difference. And I want to encourage you to see him, make him the greatest priority in our lives. Let's follow him. Let's get more acquainted with him. Let's again fall in love with him. That difference that we need to really transform our lives, that difference we need to make sure his presence will be made with us, that we reach our destination well. That will be accomplished the more we see him. So I want to encourage you to join us in every moment and share these wonderful times with you in 2024, 2025, that you'll be part of our program, that you'll be part of our of the messages, that you will enjoy them and they will benefit you to your lives, that there'll be transformation in all of your lives as we see him and allow him to do his thing in our lives. Remember, if it's a time we need to internet to connect with the Lord, and it is today. If it's a time for us to connect with him to make sure that the things we want to accomplish, our goals and our objects are achieved, this is a time. This is a move from God. I want that to be your message as we go forward today and onward for the whole 2025. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Apostle Chris, okay, thank you so much, listeners, to this program. We really welcome you to join us every time we come on, because we'll be sharing for the entire year the greatness of God, the goodness of God, the blessings of God, and exactly what God is doing in our lives and in our ministry as he sends us for 2025 in our year of Jubilee. We're thanking him for the theme that he's given us this year. Praise God. And it's the dawn of the era and new day. It's our kingdom Jubilee year of fulfillment. And the scripture that supports that powerful theme is Isaiah 61:3. And it says thus, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth and take darkness to peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Wonderful. And also we have Exodus chapter 14, and right there in that Exodus story, the crossing of the Israelites over the Red Sea, through the Red Sea. In fact, the pushing back of the Red Sea, and the destruction of the enemy, Pharaoh and his horse, with all his chariots and horses in the Red Sea. Glorious, glorious story. But in order for the team, it's a dawning of a new day to come to pass, we must experience our Red Sea cross. Yes. We must go into a new dimension. We must go into a new era. We must go over into a new era. I must describe to you that the things that perplex you in 2024 will not follow you in 2025. I subscribe to you that the people who are in your way, causing you to stumble, causing pain and hurt, will not do that in 2025, because they're behind you now. And behind you, the angel left from being in the forefront of the Israelites and went to the back, behind them, between the Israelites and the Egyptians. And the cloud that was guiding them and giving light to them, left them in front of them, and went to the back between them and the Egyptians. What is this saying? The enemy cannot touch you, cannot get near to you. In 2025, God has given us this word, and we are so super excited. We feel super strong. We're super committed to the word of God and to the work of God and to the vision of God and to the ministry locally and internationally, because God has given us this word. That's a new day. You know, a light shines for the light has come. When I did a study of the word light, the Hebrew, it speaks of a new day. Praise God. And God has given us this word. I'm excited. We are very excited over our goals and missions. In fact, we are normally a very excited people. Everything we do amongst our missions, we do it with a sense of passion and excitement, knowing our God. And Daniel told us that people in the last days, the people that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. And we're strong and we're seeing exploits by the grace of God, and by the power of God. And so when we hear the word arise and shine, for your light has come, it tells us, go to the first few verses, remind us also, there was gross darkness. If you look at it, thick darkness, thick darkness covers the earth. People, not just take that, but gross darkness. But in the midst of that, the Lord will appear over you. And we are experiencing spiritual gross darkness in the earth today. Darkness in terms of morality. People are changing systems and laws, morals to suit themselves. People are removing the idea of God from their lives and want to remove it from the community. People want it to be their own gods and rule themselves and their own lives and their families. Because where there is no God, there's no accountability. If there's no God, you don't have to, you know, be accountable to God and to live right or to do right. In fact, where there's no God, there can be anarchy. Because knowing God and having God, following God, gives the people that chance to live right, to follow the rules and guidelines and the laws of the land. When there is no God, then people will do what they want to do. And a lot of the young men that are out there involved in crime and criminality are not experiencing the light. They're experiencing darkness because they don't know God. In my 25 years experience working in the prison system, as first of all a counselor and a volunteer for prison fellowship, and then as one of the first appointed government rehabilitation officers, I've encountered so many young men who never went to church, who were never sent to Sunday school, who were never brought up to know God. Yet when they go to court, they judge under the Ten Commandments. You know, you should not, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not adultery, thou shalt not kill, all of those things. But they've never been to church, they never knew God. And when you are in a place where you are, don't know God, you're in darkness, and we are hurt as a nation that we've experienced 50 deaths in 2024. And those deaths were brutal. Most of them by the gun. Young man upon young man. Our seed, the seed of the earth, the seed of the nation, being shot down in cold blood experiences by another young man in the streets, the blood being shed. That's darkness. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, if we don't want God and we don't apply God, we don't have God, and we don't want to know God, we want to be our own gods, I have to say this to you, it will get worse. Because the nation and the people that don't serve God or love God will perish. And that's the truth. So we are in a place of darkness. But guess what? In the time of darkness, God is still saying to his people, arise and you shine. For your light has come. Glory be to God. Yes. So we're not going to be cast out and discouraged and stressed and begin to feel that it's so bad that it can happen. As long as Jesus is alive, there's hope. As long as Jesus is alive, things will get better. We have to apply Jesus. We sing so lustily and with such passion in our national anthem. The Lord has been the people's guide. Has been the people's guide. We have a generation or two I don't want God to be their guide. They don't care about God. And now we have people that when they get to certain stages in their lives, and they get successful, they're not saying that Christianity is the most dangerous thing we could have. How dare them come against Christianity that has caused this nation to be stable, that has raised up mighty men and mighty women who have made some significant changes in this country, who have sown some significant seeds into the lives of the young men and women in this country, in the church, in the community, and school, in the workplace, all because of the Christian principles and values that they've imparted. And now we're condemning the very thing that has kept us. We're coming against the very, and that's ugly. That's not of God. And we all, as a nation, should condemn anybody that does that and condemn any exercise that comes undermine the Christian values and principles, undermine Christianity. That's darkness. But in the midst of the darkness, we will arise and we will let our voices be heard. And we put our feet as well to a place where we can walk and let the enemy know we're not going anywhere. We're not going away. We're here to stay by the grace of God, and our voices are not going to be silent. We will speak on behalf of God. And so I'm so glad to release the word that God has given to us about Zion's missions. And I want to say this for Barbados. In Barbados, it's the dawn of a new day. It's the dawn of a new era. This is your Jubilee year. We're looking at our economy, and we're looking at the prospects of a good economy this year. I declare that. In Jesus' name, I declare that we're rising and we're shining, even in our economy. We're rising and we're shining, even in the reality of our children. In Jesus' name, and we're rising and shining in all that we do, wherever we go, we will arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon all of us, not just on some of us, but on all of us. Praise the name of God. We thank the Lord for his love in choosing us to serve him. We thank the Lord for his grace in choosing us to serve him. We thank the Lord for his compassion in choosing us to serve him. We thank the Lord for all the things that he's done for this country. But that word continues to say, our national anthem continues to say, with him still on the people's side, we have no doubts or fears. But the concern that I have is, and I want to ask that as a question. Is he still on the people's side? Are the people still desiring to have Jesus, have God on their side? Or have they forsaken him, walked away from him, and now they're dependent on their own strength, on their own good, on their own intellect, on their own education, on their own power, on their own money, everything that they have? And I've given God the boot, kick God to the curb. When we do that, we're inviting darkness. We're inviting thick darkness, gross darkness in the nation. But I say again, with excitement, we can arise and shine, for the light of God has come, even in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of things that look hopeless. We have hope because Jesus is with us. Praise the name of God. And so when the Lord gave us this word, I shared it at the beginning of new year, as we entered a new day on New Year's night, and then we gave the signal to come down to new year. People were excited to receive this word and to know that whatever happens in 2025, the light of the Lord will shine upon us. Whatever happened in our lives, the light of God will shine upon us. Whatever happened in our families, the light of God will shine upon us. Whatever happens in our circumstances, the light of God will still shine on us. Whatever happens in our workplaces, the light of God will still shine upon us. Whatever happens in our country, in our cabinet, in our government, the light of the Lord will still shine upon us. Because God's light shining upon us is not dependent on a man or a woman. It's dependent on the fact that God is still God. That God is still alive, that God is still real, that God is still with us, that God is still blessing us, that God is still God, our God, We embrace him today. Hallelujah. As the true God, as our God. We embrace him as the one that we look to, strength, fortitude, Jesus' name. And then we have Exodus chapter 14. But the Lord said to Moses, wherefore Christ thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, they go forward. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. The children of Israel shall go on dry ground to the midst of the sea. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Praise God. I want to let you know that the Lord spoke to Moses with the Red Sea before him and the enemy behind him. And the Israelites could hear the sounds of the chariots and the horses pursuing them. And they could see the Red Sea. But yet God said, go forward. I mean, really? Forward. But it's the Red Sea ahead of us. Can I say to somebody today, it doesn't matter if the Red Sea is before you. That bittering, scary-looking, ominous-looking situation that you're faced with, God is still saying to you, go forward. Yes, go ahead. Proceed. Keep going. God's got you covered. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus. Let the Lord speak to you. The Lord has raised you up. The Lord caused you to come to this juncture. And it's very important, this juncture, to remember that God will not leave you nor forsake you. Can I say that to somebody again? God is not going to leave you to the elements. God is not going to leave you to Pharaoh and his horse. Yes, you might be chased and you know, run after by people that might be bigger than you, greater than you. But guess what? God is with you. And God is standing by to defend you. But you've got to do some things for yourself. Moses had to quiet the people. Why are you crying to me? Speak to the people. Speak to the children of Israel and tell them to go forward. But you now, you Moses, stretch out your rod. Stretch out your hands. And he did it. When he did it, do I see? God caused an east wind to come. All night the east wind was blowing on behalf of the Israelites. All night the east wind was blowing on behalf of the children of Israel. Can I say this to you? While you were sleeping at night, while you were sitting worried and confused and thinking that nothing's going to happen and it looks bad and ugly and you wonder what your tomorrow is going to be like and you wonder how you're going to manage and you wonder how you're going to be able to pay that bill, how circumstances look so grave and overwhelming in the night, I'm saying to you, God has already sent east wind to roll back, to push back, to divide, to give you the victory. And in the morning, it's going to be all right. Praise God. So the east wind is blowing all night, blowing back the Red Sea. It didn't just happen automatically. Moses had to raise his right hand and stretch forth his rod. When he did that, God worked with him. God is willing and waiting and ready to work with us. Yes, you, me, all of us. God is willing and ready and waiting to work with all of us so that our races be pushed back and the enemy that's chasing us can be overthrown in the Red Sea. But we've got to work with God. When he said, go forward, go forward. If you stay in one place, if you stay where you are, the enemy will overwhelm you, overcome you. So God is saying, despite what you hear in 2025, despite what you know, despite what you're seeing, oh, hallelujah, I say to you, go forward. God is with you. God is fighting for you. God is leading you. And the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. You just got to work with God. Stretch your hand out. Lift your hand and pray. Point your hand towards the circumstances. Point your hand towards the building where the thing is coming from. Point your hand in the direction of the enemy and declare that God will fight for you in Jesus' name. Declare an east wind is coming to blow all night on my behalf, so that in my morning, when I get up, hallelujah, the Red Seas are parted, and there's dry ground for me to go over. That's what God wants for you. That's what God wants for me. And that's what God is going to do for you. And that's what God is going to do for me. That's what God is doing for us here at Mount Zion Missions. Hallelujah. 4th Avenue, Rock Dundas, St. James. And I'm so excited. I'm so passionate for what I'm seeing God is doing in our lives here. I want to say to you, God will do the same for you. God wants to do the same thing in your life. Because he's the same God, the God of Moses, the God of the Israelites, and he's the God that you serve and that I serve. And he's the God of 2025. In fact, God has already gone ahead of us. God is already in 2025. And because he's already in 2025, then we have nothing to fear. Ever would have come against you in the past or dealt with it. What's going to come against you in the future, God has already dealt with it, because God is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. God knows all, and God sees all, and God can fix all. Praise the name of God. And God has already gone out ahead of us, and he's going out behind us, and he's going out above us, and he's going out surrounding us. So wherever we turn, God is. God is. God is with us. And God has shown himself real and powerful. This year, in 2025, we have so many things we're going to be doing. Every year, every month is going to be a celebration. Starting this month, January, we're going to be having a bus. We're going on the bus. The leaders and some of the members going on the bus. We're going on the bus in all four directions, north, south, east, and west. We're starting off tomorrow. We're starting off on Tuesday, the 7th day. 7th day of January. I don't know. When we go, we're going into Princess Alf bus stand, and we're going to sit there, meet some of the passengers, and we're going to pay for 20 persons bus fare. We're going to sponsor the bus fare of 20 persons going to the north. And if they want to, they feel open to chat with us, we'll chat with them. We'll take the bus ride with them. We'll bless them. And then every week, we're going to go on the bus. So the next week, we'll go in another direction. We're going north, south, east, and west. We're going to sit on the bus. We're going to the terminals. We're going to join them, you know, on the bus ride. And we're going to give 30 persons on each ride, north, south, east, and west. Free bus fare. We can sponsor the bus fares. We've already bought the tokens. We will ensure we stand there at the door and give the tokens to those persons that are joining the bus. Praise God. And we are excited. We're so excited. You know, it makes us feel good that we are a community church. We believe in serving our community. But this time we're able to join them and serve them. And it puts a smile on God's face, and it will put a smile on our faces to see that we can, at least in a small way, it's not a big deal, it's not a lot of money, but at least it's to us, it says a lot. We can share a little we have with those persons. So at the end of the month, January, we would have served 120 passengers on the buses, north, south, east, and west. And so as we proceed every month, I'm going to give you a breakdown of what we're doing each month. And we want you to feel free to join us. We're over at 4th Avenue, Rock Dundas, St. James. We're preaching the same message you're hearing here today. We're preaching the message of it's a dawning. It's the dawning of a new era. It's the dawning of a new day. It's our Kingdom Jubilee Year fulfillment. Praise God. We're going to see Isaiah 60 fulfilled before our very eyes. So we bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We ask you to invite you to tune in again next week, Friday. So hear us, to hear what the Lord will say to you through us. We bless you for listening. And we bless all of you who took the time. We declare a new day in your life. We declare a new era. We declare a year of jubilee for all of you. God bless you. God bless you. Here I am. Reverend Lucifer signing off. God bless you. Have a great day. In Jesus' name, have an awesome year. In Jesus' name.